listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Mark chapter 5 and talk about going beyond casual contact with Jesus. Here's our verses, Mark chapter 5, verses 30 through 32. We read this. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. Here at a village on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, probably the village of Capernaum, Jesus was on his way to visit the sick daughter of the ruler of the local synagogue. She was near death, and actually she died before Jesus reached her. But on the way to this sick and dying daughter, something unusual happened. In the crowd, with dozens of people pressing in on Jesus through the narrow streets of Capernaum, a woman secretly touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And she touched that hem in faith that she would be healed. Her faith was rewarded. She touched, believed, and she was healed of her 12-year ailment. Then Jesus did something very interesting. Mark chapter 5, verse 30 records the question that Jesus asked. He asked, "Who touched my clothes?" It's interesting because Jesus asked the question for the benefit of the woman, not because he didn't know who the person was. Jesus knew who touched him because Mark chapter 5, verse 32 tells us that he was looking right at the woman as he asked the question. It's even more interesting when we see the response of the disciples. They were amazed that Jesus could ask this question, given the situation. His disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But the disciples didn't understand the difference between casual contact with Jesus and reaching out to touch him in faith. Now, we can imagine someone who, because of the pressing in of the crowd, bumped up against Jesus. After all, there were dozens and dozens of people who probably made some kind of physical contact with Jesus on that day. He didn't walk around with a space bubble around him. But when the woman's miracle was revealed, those people might say, "Well, I bumped into Jesus. I touched him. Yet I wasn't healed." But there's a huge difference between bumping into Jesus here and there and reaching out to touch him in faith. You can come to the gathering of God's people, church, week after week, and bump into Jesus. That isn't the same as reaching out to touch him in faith. Casual contact with Jesus is better than having no contact at all. But the best connection with Jesus is that of an active, believing faith. There are some people who go to church services or to some kind of gathering of Christians, and they feel that other people receive something, but they don't. They wonder if somehow they are left out, that they don't get it while almost everybody else does. I can't say that this applies to every situation. But in many cases, the difference is that some people reach out to Jesus in faith and others just have some kind of casual contact with him. Not every contact with Jesus brings salvation. One can be in the presence of Jesus and, so to speak, bump into him. Yet it is the determined, decided, dedicated, believing connection to Jesus that brings everything we need from him. Friends, Jesus knows it whenever anyone reaches out to touch him in faith, and he never disappoints them. Today, please decide not to be satisfied with merely casual contact with Jesus. Reach out to him with the same heart of faith that this woman in Mark chapter 5 had.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.